people. Years ago, I heard a preacher say, when all else fails, there is Jesus. That is where I was when we began this year, the part that says, when all else fails. Last year was such a time of sorrow, sifting, and trials that it seemed that all had failed. In reality, all had not failed, but it sure seemed like it. So I decided to do the only thing left to do, find Jesus in it all and seek to be closer to Him. A breakthrough happened while I was driving down the road one day. Out of the blue, so to speak, the Holy Spirit asked me a question from the book of Job. Would you condemn me that you may be justified? Job 40, verse 8. I had not spent any time in Job lately, so it was surprising. What? I answered. I would never judge you, Lord. But then memories came to my mind that proved otherwise. That was the beginning of seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. I read the book of Job and found the counsel given by the younger man in the story of Elihu speaking to me, Job 32-37. He shared four things that really helped me. 1. God is greater than any human being, therefore a person has no right or authority to require an explanation from God. 2. Some things God does are impossible for the human mind to understand. 3. Have faith in God rather than demand an explanation. 4. God will speak if we will listen, and will intervene in our lives if we will humble ourselves. The last thing I got from the book of Job was this scripture. But there is a spirit in man, and the breath of the Almighty gives him understanding. Great men are not always wise, nor do the aged always understand justice. Job 32, verses 8-9. Apart from the breath of the Almighty, which is the Holy Spirit, it is futile to seek to understand and make sense of what is happening in your life. So I began to earnestly seek for a fresh breath of the Almighty to blow into my heart. A few weeks later, it happened. I had this amazing encounter with the person of the Holy Spirit. I have been a Holy Ghost guy from the moment I was saved, but I found out that day how little I personally knew the awesome third person of the Trinity. I realized the Holy Spirit is everything, and I had unconsciously relegated Him to be the lesser member of the Trinity. This person desires to be loved, honored, obeyed, and longs for intimate friendship with us, 2 Corinthians 13:14. It is crazy because all of this started when I set my heart to more fully know Jesus. The truth is, I did not come up with that thought on my own. The breath of the Almighty blew it into my heart. The Father desired to not only heal my heart, but also take me somewhere new with Him. As the year was winding down, I began to meditate on Romans 8:32. It says, He that did not spare His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how will He not also with Him freely give us all things? Because of the death of His Son, the Father desires to freely give us all things. And all means all, and God doesn't mean anything else other than all. That is truly amazing. Did I achieve my goal of finding and knowing Jesus more? Yes, but only in measure, as His train continues to fill the temple, Isaiah 6, verse 1. The Father desires to take us into a deeper understanding of His Father's heart, His covenant-keeping heart, His heart that says, Son, You are always with Me, and all that I have is Yours, Luke 15:31, and by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the breath of the Almighty, that is where we shall go. Many blessings, Byron Whicker.